Will the meeting come to order? This is the May regularly scheduled meeting of the Lake Shastina Community Services District Board of Directors. And we begin with a roll call, please.
Director Chandler? Director Cupp?
Here.
Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Thompson?
Is absent. Today, I'll lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So next is the public comment time. Those who wish to speak on a matter that does not appear on the agenda may do so during this public comment period. Each individual comment will be limited to 3 minutes. The public comment portion of the meeting will be limited to 30 minutes altogether. I think we can accomplish that today. If needed, time limits may be extended with concurrence of the board. No person may speak twice to the same item. The board may ask questions but may not act during the public comments portion of the meeting except to direct staff to prepare a report or to place an item on a future agenda. And if you so wish, you can wait until the agenda item comes up, collection policy, or you can speak now on our business. So would anyone like to address the board? Yes, sir.
My name is Terrence Campbell. I live at 5530 Palmer. I'm one of the two houses on the hill that is still there. Everybody else isn't. So, as you well know, it looks like bombing off over in my neighborhood. So I just want to know what the plan is for all this to like fix it. Does we have a plan?
The CSD is responsible for providing water, sewer, and fire and police services. We have no authority over landscaping other than the property we own, which is around here, and the maintenance yard, etc.
Correct.
Is there anything you could add?
That would be a question for the LSPOA.
Yeah, I talked to them yesterday. I didn't say much. So you guys, what about, so who's, because I'm also a land surveyor, so like ordinances is kind of what I do. So where in the ordinance is the enforcement? Like, so the CSD, I'm getting a little confused on who's the rule people?
That would be the Property Owners Association. So the CSD is in charge, like Paula said, we're strictly in charge. We govern police, fire, water, and sewer. That's it. That's where we stop. Then the Property Owners Association takes care of your roads, your parks, the common areas, like doing stuff on your lot, anything with the lots. They take care of all of that. So that would be, I know where you're coming from. I get where you're going with this, and it's ultimately that's a question for the Property Owners Association. I can tell you they've been working on it and contacting property owners, and it's been a long process. There's a lot of these property owners live out of the area. They didn't even know there was a fire, and it's nothing that's going to happen overnight. I can tell you, I ride a motorcycle a lot, and I've been in some of the burn areas down south that happened 5 years ago, and they're still working on those areas down there. So I sympathize. I get it. But I would go to the property owners meeting next June. It'd be the second.
Third. June meeting got changed.
Oh, that's right. It did get changed. Thank you.
The June meeting is this June month only is the 21st.
Yes. Yes.
So like any, say, code changes or whatever would go through the HOA?
Correct. Right. Yep. Sorry, I couldn't be more help than that, but...
Yeah. One thing, there are a couple things I'd like to point out that a misconception seems to come up over and over again, and one is that people forget the owner of a vacant lot has rights, and an organization, whether it's CSD or POA, does not have the right to come in and modify their property. So they have to get concurrence for, you know, many things they would like to do, they would have to get concurrence from the property owners. So it's not as if the HOA or we can just trample in there and do what we want. We can't. And then...
To a point, but also, like, as a property owner, the neighbor have rights to, you know, get my stuff burned down when they're not compliant with the 6 foot. Like, there are rules. Like, as how I see it is, like, there are rules with the 6 foot tree. And if, like, my neighbor and my neighbor's house got burned, the next house down, it's fairly likely that his house got burned down because the vacant lot between us didn't comply with our 6 foot cutting of the trees. So when a neighbor, and based on my professional experience, I'm licensed in 2 states, when you're doing something that affects somebody else and it's against the policy, then the HOA has the authority to impose fines and ultimately, you know, force them to do stuff. So that's kind of like where we should maybe...
Well, and keep in mind if our property owners association assesses a fine, it goes on the books and it only gets collected when the property is sold.
So it's create a lien on it.
So it's no, it, well, it, yeah, but it only they can only collect when the property is sold. So the rule, the state laws regarding POA's leverage is pretty weak. Is what I'm trying to say. And then the other misconception I'd like to just take the time to share is that the Community Services District is considered a governmental agency, and we are required by state law to collect either a fee or a tax from members of our community who own property. But it's each fee or tax that's collected is for a specific purpose. We don't have any collections for miscellaneous. We don't have miscellaneous money that we could just do whatever we want with. The money that's collected is for fire is for the fire department, and for water is for the water department, et cetera. So many people think that we have like a miscellaneous fund, and we just do not, because we're a government organization and all of the state laws regarding how we collect money and indeed how we can get permission to collect additional funds. It's all governed for us by state law. So, and HOA state laws are a different set of rules than the CSD state laws. So sorry if I bored you all with this.
Yeah, but there's one other thing. So, what about creating a code compliance officer through the CSD? Would that give you guys more teeth? Seems like McLeod and stuff. They don't have a HOA, but they do have rules that have to be enforced.
Well, the HOA has a compliance officer that's working on these issues. It's just like I said. It's a, and I only know this because I'm here in the office, and they're here in our office as well. So, and it's a long process. I can tell you, I think as of right now, there's been 4 letters I think that have been sent out to all these property owners. You've probably received some of them, being an actual owner down, or maybe not because your house didn't burn down. But they've received multiple letters, and they're still getting calls to this date. You know, with like there was a fire. Yeah, it's really weird. It's like they get the letters and they just go like this in the trash. So getting a hold of some of these people is not easy either. It's difficult, but they are trying. I assure you, they are trying. So, but like I said, I would talk to the Property Owners Association at their next meeting, and you know, I know it's been an ongoing thing at their meeting ever since the fire. It's kind of a topic that I think they discuss every month. So, okay.
All right, so we'll move on then to...
Does anybody else have?
There's no one else. Okay, we'll move on to the consent items. And the board is allowed to ask questions without pulling consent items, or if the board members wish, they can pull a consent item. So do any board members have questions about consent items that they'd like to ask? Okay, it's just me then. We didn't get any accounting information,
mm-hmm.
and And that is because we are continuing, I assume that's because we're continuing to work through issues with a company who's created this brand new financial software for us. Is that?
Yes, that's correct. So I do have some good news on that front. We've worked through a bunch of those issues. We are able to start working on the budgets, the amended budget for this year, and then also going forward, the budget for the upcoming year. Those budget, we needed to be able to get in and start being able to do those budgets to even pull reports for our financials for the board reports, right? Because if the budgets aren't right, the financials aren't right, right? At least as far as the numbers that we could give the board, and we didn't want to give you guys inaccurate information. So come the next meeting, those financials hopefully should be there. We haven't actually pulled a set of reports yet, but the budgets are available, and we've already started working on them, so I'm crossing my fingers. So that's where we're at, so, which is great news. So it's just a... you know, when you're converting, you know, and two with this, it's not like we just converted one set of, it wasn't one conversion. It was not only a conversion for the CSD, but it's a conversion for the Property Owners Association is too. So they actually were converting two agencies. So it's a little bigger task than, you know, everybody thinks, oh, it's just a conversion. Oh, it's not just a conversion. It's a little bigger than that. So, and it's not, and like I said, it's not been just an issue for us. It's been an issue on the POA side as well. So they're working on that side of things as well. So hopefully come next meeting, we'll have those and things will be in a much better state at this point. But.
Okay. Our fire chief is not here today, but I'll ask a question, make a statement. In the month of April, our fire department responded to 21 medical aids. So that continues to be the predominant services that our community asks of our fire department is the medical aids. But I also noticed that there were three structure fires. I assume that two of them were outside of Lake Chestina, and through mutual aid we help out with that. Am I reading that correctly?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay, there was three structure fires, so I guess there was a small one within Lake Chestina.
I would have to ask the chief, but I didn't hear of anything within the community, so they all three were probably mutual aids.
Okay.
I believe they were outside of our jurisdiction, I mean, within our mutual aid.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But we still list them because they are fires that our department went to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
We don't know what activities they have. On the police report, I noticed for April, they had 89 calls, so that's quite a busy schedule. And despite the 89 calls, we had officer training taking place, and one officer, Sadler, was at a 40-hour school. So we're still handling calls, even though we were down one for one of the
mm-hmm.
weeks there.
Yep.
And still issuing a lot of traffic warnings, I can see.
And, correct.
Sewer department. I've noticed over the years that people maybe the weather or animals too, but there are odd things that show up in our pump stations. And this month, there were mop heads. So, anybody, if you ever have an opportunity to talk to people about what they put down in their sewer, we really appreciate they wouldn't put down big things, because to get our wastewater from our homes out to where we take care of it, where the bacteria can properly take care of it, we have lots of pump stations around, and if the pumps get clogged up, then we have problems. So.
And actually, those probably aren't mop heads. What happens is people like to use those disposable wipes these days, it seems like, a lot of them. And what happens is they're supposed to be degradable, right? Well, that may happen in an actual septic tank, and they may degrade in there. But when they go into a sewer system and they hit a pump, they start turning in the pump, and then more of them get in there, and then they eventually they end up being like all wadded together, and they actually look like a mop head, and they're not, and they're just a big, and they're, but you'd think those things tear easy. They don't. They're really difficult to get out. So we have put out notices before asking people to not flush those down the toilet, because they are a problem for the ejector pumps. It is an issue. So, but we're not the only agency that has that issue. Anybody that has sewer stations has that issue. So
I thought mop heads was some kind of technical term.
Well, and it is. They look like mop heads, and I think that's why Rodney puts it down as mop heads, because it looks like a mop head, but most of the time it's actually not. It's just, it's a wad of those things. They're all strung together at that point. Yep.
And I noticed, I was wondering in the water report, a shutoff meter was broken. Is there some learnings for us about our behavior around water meters to make sure that we don't accidentally do that? I mean,
sure. So what happens is at every one of your lots, you have a meter box out by the street. It's usually a black or a concrete box. Inside of there is your meter. There's a shutoff inside of there that's actually owned by the CSD. And you're supposed to have an owner shutoff on the outside of that box somewhere. A lot of them are up by the house. Some people put them out by the box. It doesn't matter to us. That's supposed to be your access point to shut your water off. Because if you call us to shut your water off, there's a charge for it, because we can't run around shutting people's waters off. You know, it costs us money. So what happens is plumbers and residents go in and they start shutting that curb stop, they call it a curb stop, off in the box. Well, eventually what happens is they break. They only turn off for so long before they either stop sealing and then water leaks by them, or they break. Well, when it breaks and it's the customer that broke it, we charge for it, and it's not cheap. Brass parts nowadays are really expensive, really expensive. So, and then there's time and material of digging all that up. So we try to get people to put in, new homes that are put in, they all have them. It's a lot of the older homes that were out here that they weren't put in back in the day. So that's where it runs into an issue. And as we find boxes where people are accessing them and doing that, we tell them, hey, put an owner shut off. We're shutting your water off for you to fix this. Just put an owner shut off in really quick. It's, you know, it's not that big a deal to do. And, you know, especially if you got a plumber there, he can do it pretty quick. So.
Note to self, I have to find out where mine is.
You can, if you don't know where yours is, you can contact the office. We do have as-builts on most of the stuff, and we may have it in there where your owner shut off was. It might possibly be in there.
So I'm looking for...
Oops. I'd like to make a quick comment.
Sure.
Just from my experience, my neighbor, I guess we kind of share a shutoff, and they were doing the same thing. They were turning it off and on, and it broke. And of course, it broke at the worst possible time, when it was super cold. It was, I think, close to a weekend, or at least it was late at night. And anyway, I had water running down my driveway and into the electrical box. I mean, it was really a disaster. And of course, they came out and they were able to shut everything off, but I was without water then until they could come the next morning and fix it. So just another thing, it really is a good idea to avoid doing that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent items.
I'll make the motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Nor. So.
I'll second.
Okay, Norm made the motion, seconded by Carol. Any further discussion? A consent items for the board?
No, but I'm real interested in the water shut off thing. Oh. When we came to our house and had us buy one of those things that we could shut off if we had a disaster,
mm-hmm.
That was meant to be in the box that you don't want us to get into, right?
Well, Yeah, no, normally you guys aren't supposed to be in that box. That's actually owned by the district. So it's supposed to be, you could put it wherever you want. Like I said, most of them are, a lot of times you have a pressure regulator on the house. It's usually up by the house. Usually that's where they put the shutoff, is somewhere around in that area. But I've seen customers add them out to by the street outside of our box as well, because they have irrigation controls between there and there. So they want to be able to shut off and isolate that. So I've seen them add them out there too. It's just up to the homeowner. It's their property. They can add a shutoff wherever they like, just as long as it's not in our box.
All right, we have a motion to accept the consent items. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion.
Aye, sorry. Oh. My mute was on.
Oh. Motion carries 4-0. All right, we have one discussion action item, and that is slight change to our collection policy, and I'd like our general manager to describe what this item is.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's due to the changes in the law and our recent change in the interest and late charges, we needed to update the collection policy. Although I put in my report that not much has changed, we just needed to make sure that we were following the proper federal and local guidelines as far as collections go. However, I went back and I looked at the old policy, and actually it's quite a bit changed. The old policy was a little generic in the way it was written, and it didn't really spell things out very clearly. So the new policy actually spells things out, as you can see, a lot better. You know, the interest and late charges are spelled out individually. Dispute of charges are spelled out clearly. Payment plans are spelled out clearly. You know, everything all the way down the line is spelled out really clear in the new policy. I'm not sure when the last revision was done, because it's not dated on our old policy. So I'm actually glad that this happened, as we've been going through our policies and revising and trying to bring things up to date anyway. So it's just another step in that. And, you know, what kind of sparked it was, I believe it was last month's meeting. We had the resolution to the interest rate. And so that's kind of what kicked off, because we had to update this anyway with the new rate. So that's all. That's pretty much what it is.
Do any board members have technical questions?
Yeah, I guess it's technical. I just have a question about this.
Sure.
Okay. So under 6, contest or appeal, excuse me, of delinquent, item 5.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. This is when the account is in arrears. District will make the effort to inform the actual users of the service. I'm assuming that's tenants paying a bill.
Correct.
As opposed to the owner paying it.
Whichever the case may be, right?
But it actually talks about the notification by means of written notice. But in the case where the tenants pay it, don't you also need to notify the owner of a delinquency? Property owner, because they don't necessarily know it's delinquent?
Well, it's actually, honestly, it's not the tenant's responsibility, it's the owner's responsibility. It's the owner's house, it's the properties in the owner's name, it's the owner's responsibility. If they have passed that responsibility on to their tenant, it's still the owner's responsibility. So if we're not getting payment, we're going to notify the owner, and it's their responsibility to let their tenant know or deal with their tenant. And it honestly happens all the time. And people are supposed to let us know if they have tenants in their house so that we can deal with, you know, that accordingly. It doesn't happen. A lot of the rental houses out here, they never tell us, or they'll have somebody in there and they do let us know, and then that person moves out and somebody else, and they never tell us about it. So we have no idea. So it's normally we don't ever change the billing to the tenant. We leave it as the owner. We may add a tenant to the bill, possibly in certain cases, but generally not. We leave it as the owner.
Okay.
So
this is where you want to give some notice to the user.
Mm-hmm. Well, and whoever lives at the house would get a notice, because we not only do we do mailings, but we also do door hangers on the door. So if the owner hasn't paid it and the tenant's living there, the tenant at that point gets notified, and they can call the owner and say, "Hey, what's with it?" You know, and so, yep, and they've both been notified at that point.
That was my
All right, any other technical questions from board members? Any of our constituents have questions about this agenda item? I'm sure it's top of it. All right, then it's back to the board. Does it require further discussion from the board members?
Not for me.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to approve this revised collection policy.
I'll make a motion to accept the revised collection policy.
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion? Then I'll call the question. All in favor of approving this?
Aye.
Well done. All right, the rest of us?
You're fine.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries 4-0. All right, well, this is, I don't know that we keep records, but this may be the shortest meeting we have. So now we're on to staff comments.
Yeah, I'll make a couple. So the water planning grant, so they're supposed to be out here any time now, actually, to start drilling three test wells at this point under the water planning grant. We have the permits for them, signed, sealed, delivered, so we're just waiting for the drilling company. They assured us they would be out here in a relatively short amount of time, which was several weeks ago. Yes. So, and I think they had an ETA of, if I remember right off the top of my head, it was end of this month, first part of next month, so we're looking to see them out here pretty soon, which will be good. The engineering firm will be starting on the water rate study shortly, probably any time now. They were just waiting to get a couple other things wrapped up that they have to get done before they could do that. I did reach out to the state and our new individual that's taking care of the SRF, well, it's not SRF funding anymore, but the funding for the sewer under that grant, and asked if we were still on a timeline of getting funded around December. And she responded back that it's still within that time frame and is on that track. So everything still looks in track for that, which is great news. So I'll keep up on that and hounding as much as I can. Hopefully we'll be getting some news from them in the near future. So I would expect, you know, if that gets funded in December, we put it out for bids. There'll be some processes to go after that. I'm guessing construction late 24, probably summer of 24, fall of 24, roughly is by time everything gets signed, sealed, and delivered, but that's about what we're looking at right now. And outside of that, yeah, we're just plugging away with the new software and trying to get that. That's kind of been time-consuming and taking up all our time. As soon as we get a little farther on that, I think we'll go back to working on the new policy handbook, the employee policy handbook. That's I think we've made all of our revisions to it for the most part. We just need to kick it over to the attorney and have the attorney go through it and make sure there's nothing we missed, and then we can bring it to the board. So I'll be looking to do that here in the near future. So next month, we're hoping we should have the audit next month, and we should have the revised budget for this year next month, and we're hoping to have the new budget for the new fiscal year next month as well at the next meeting. So it'll be a fairly busy meeting. It'll be a busy meeting, yes, but that's a good thing. It's a good thing. That'll get all the financials out of the way in one meeting, which would be great. So that's what we're shooting for. Right. So,
board member comments. Norm.
Next weekend, we got Memorial Weekend. That's a party and weekend. I hope everybody in the community will be responsible for themselves. And it's nice to see that, you know, the fire department is taking care of their stuff and working on getting better equipment, newer, up to date, according to the state laws, which seems to change just about every year. And other than that, I hope everybody has a good weekend.
Thank you. Carla?
I don't have much to add to that nice sentiment. I just have been thinking about Rita and hope that she's having a successful moving on of her
slowly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her endeavor there. Yeah.
All right. Director Cupp, do you have a comment?
Well, I'm sorry to not be there in person, but was a good meeting to be remote so that I could be here with my grandsons. Today is his last day of pre-kindergarten. He's officially a kindergartner. And I've been dealing with my new grand pup, who is 3 months old and likes to chew anything in sight, as most black labs will do. So keeping me busy, and I'm looking forward to being home over Memorial Weekend.
Oh, yeah. I got to let you know about that.
My only comment is thank you everyone for coming. I appreciate it. And now I will adjourn the meeting until the next Lake Shasta Community Services District regular meeting, which is scheduled to be held June 21st at 1 p.m. right here.